As American farmers wait for immigration reform, many are reporting revenue losses due to not being able to hire the workers they need.
It's hard to grow our operations and meet the demands of a growing population without having the certainty of a skilled workforce that's going to be there in a reliable manner when you need them.
The Senate has come up with an immigration plan that provides a pathway to earned citizenship for those who are in our country without authorization. Under that plan, they would have to go back to the end of the line, pay fines, and settle back taxes owed. Lawmakers say it would also put in place the toughest border security plan the country has ever seen. I'm Susan Carter. Coming up in this edition of Agriculture USA, some farmers share their stories and thoughts on immigration reform. The issue of immigration reform in America hangs in the balance as congressional members continue debate on a resolution. This has farmers and field workers struggling. The Eagle Ranch Pistachio Farm in New Mexico grows 170,000 pounds of pistachio nuts every year.
But we sell more than 350,000, so we buy from other local growers around us.
Farm owner Marianne Swears.
The uniqueness of our company is that we're vertically integrated, which just means we're self-contained.
Swears oversees all of it, from plucking the nuts from the tree to getting them packaged and on store shelves.
We manage every step of the process that takes our pistachios from the trees to the consumer. And each step of the way is different than the previous one, and we need skilled workers. We really believe that comprehensive immigration reform could help us find those skilled workers to make each step of the process even more efficient. We just went to the bank and we got a new shaker for $220,000. These machines are costly and they need to be operated by people who know what they're doing. And we don't want to hurt the trees, or we don't want to hurt that kind of expensive equipment.
For farmers like Schwier, being productive is paramount.
Throughout the whole process requires extreme attention to detail. Now with USDA standards, you know, we have to document the nut all the way back to the field it came from, and packaging, and finally to the distribution in both retail and wholesale. It's just important to have the skilled worker.
Schwier says all she wants to do is succeed and grow her business, but needs the proper support and tools.
Comprehensive immigration reform is good for our business, but also really good for the country. We need to have rules that give us the kind of workers that will benefit our country.
Without certainty on farm policy and where the workforce comes from, Schwier says she's forced to hold back and to do extensive streamlining, which decreases her bottom line profits.
We have a core of really good people, but it's the growth factor. We also grow grapes, and we're in grape harvest right now, and we've tried to hire for the last month. I needed to hire 30 to 35 people. I had a total of 15 applicants. I need to have workers. And you can't grow a business when you're just looking at those kinds of risks where you might not be able to harvest the crop. You have to be very conservative and hold back because you don't know the outcome.
This is something Georgia berry farmer Jason Berry knows all too well. It's been a rainy summer. Berry owns Blueberry Farms of Georgia and Berry Farms. He says quality issues and fruit that wasn't picked created some bottom line problems for his operation.
It's hard to know what we actually lost, but I do know that our quality suffered, our yield suffered, and if we would have had people here in the correct numbers and at the right time, we certainly could have done a lot better.
As for how immigration reform comes into play in all of this?
I think that the guest worker part of this bill is extremely important going forward, just for the simple fact that this is very difficult work. It's very skilled work, and I think that the second generation immigrants, as well as the current citizens we have in this country, are not seeing that work as desirable. So I feel like the guest worker program is really extremely important for us in the produce industry going forward.
Berry says you can't just hire anybody to do the job. He says when he did, he lost both money and crops due to slow and low skill productivity.
You can't just take any guy off the street and have him be a good vegetable picker or blueberry picker. A lot of people look at it as a dirty job, back-breaking job that anybody could get out there and grunt their way through it.
Berry explains what happened when he hired skilled workers and non-skilled workers.
Back in 2011, we tried to advertise with the Department of Labor about needing blueberry pickers. We got folks to come in here. We actually offered them sign-up bonuses. An unskilled worker may have came in here and picked $2 or $3 worth of fruit in an hour, whereas a skilled worker may have been making $18 to $20 an hour picking that same fruit in the same field. Again, just reiterate that not anyone can do this work, and you know, we would love to fill the jobs with American workers, but I just don't think it's a reality.
As the immigration debate drags on, farmers and workers wait. This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Susan Carter. Washington, D.C.